I'm Dr. Kirsten Patrick, Deputy Editor for the Canadian Medical Association Journal. Today we will be listening to a Humanities Encounters article published in CMAJ called Seeking Graphic Medicine Narratives. It's written and read by Sylvia Nickerson, an artist who lives in Hamilton, Ontario. Dr. Nickerson has a PhD in the history of science and is currently working on her first graphic novel. In this narrative, Dr. Nickerson explains how graphic medicine can probe the emotional, moral, and human aspects of medicine.
My name is Sylvia Nickerson, and I'm going to be reading my article, Seeking Graphic Medicine Narratives. Canadian Medical Association Journal will soon begin publishing graphic medicine articles in its humanities section. Graphic medicine is a form of visual storytelling that explores narratives of the body, healthcare, healing, and disability. This burgeoning area of medical humanities is part of growing popular interest in graphic storytelling generally. Over the past several decades, artists have expanded the comic genre to include themes once thought of as belonging solely to the arena of serious literature. Graphic medicine explores the emotional and moral dimensions of experience, while scientific medicine determines which facts, disease concepts, or medical treatments are right or wrong. Graphic medicine, on the other hand, shows how patients and caregivers are complex and human. Inside these narratives, the reader is given the opportunity to reflect on how personal identity, power, authority, subjectivity, politics, culture, and society all affect the practice of medicine. Graphic medicine can challenge the conventional appearance of medicine by exploring what it feels like to do work in which life and death are at stake, or how it feels to live inside a compromised body. More often than not, the genre will push back against authoritative, official, or sanitized written medical literature, exploring instead the subjective experience and emotional aspects of being a caregiver or a patient. In the spring of 2017, I attended an event at which my spouse won a Professional Association of Residents of Ontario Award for his work as a physician and teacher of internal medicine. As an outsider to the medical profession, I was struck by how doctors spoke openly with each other about their experiences of human connection, triumph, and the feelings of horror and honor at bearing witness to the most troubling experiences within life's spectrum of extremes. Often, this candor and vulnerability are hidden beneath the professional detachment required of healthcare providers in their caregiving roles. The day after this physician award ceremony, I attended the Toronto Comic Art Festival, where artists in the graphic medicine field were relaying vulnerable, complex, and honest stories, but publicly. Tearing down the boundaries of professional decorum, privacy, and authority, factors that often prevent reciprocity between cared for and caregiver, is what graphic medicine can do. Authors like Ian Williams, Georgia Weber, Sarah Levitt, Teva Harrison, and Gillian Horton and GMB Chamichuk offer narratives that confound these typical expectations of patient and doctor. Their books speak to the experiences of healthcare professional and client or patient, the experiences people often prefer not to speak openly about because they're uncomfortable. Seeking human connection, graphic medicine helps doctors and patients break out of their roles to confront these uncomfortable topics. In 2016, I admitted to myself I had an uncomfortable topic to discuss and began writing a graphic novel about it. The year after my son was born, I was aware I was transforming. My identity was shifting as I became responsible for another human life. During my year of maternity leave, I wandered around my Hartsgrabble urban neighborhood, thinking about who I was and why everything I had cared about before having a child seemed so insignificant. Endless walks with my son meant I started to observe life as lived by the poor and homeless in my city. The senseless crime and violence affecting many who live on the street felt tragic and sad. During the idle time I spent nursing, I reflected on how my own sense of self had changed after a difficult childbirth. Not knowing how to overcome the isolation, I began writing down how I felt. My graphic novel addresses poverty, postpartum depression, crime, and violence, topics not often discussed, but that are nevertheless realities of human experience. When the meaning of life falls out of view, when suffering and incomprehensible things occur, the human response is to make meaning from these events, to try to recover balance, normalcy, and an explanatory framework within which one can feel at peace. Graphic medicine and comic storytelling can help readers make sense of their experience. For those with these questions, this new addition to the humanities section could expand their perspective. Watch this space.
That was the CMAJ Humanities article called Seeking Graphic Medicine Narratives. It was read by the author, Sylvia Nickerson, an artist who lives in Hamilton, Ontario. You can find the article on our website, cmaj.ca. If you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, we encourage you to subscribe to CMAJ Podcasts on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, or wherever else you listen to podcasts. While you're there, you can browse and listen to our many past episodes. I'm Dr. Kirsten Patrick, Deputy Editor for CMAJ. Thank you for listening.